goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught. Touchdown!
Oh, my goodness.
It is all over. The Browns have won it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50. He's in open field. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! It's a one-play drive.
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Tuesday football edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Great guest list for you. We get into the offensive line of this football team. We really take this apart piece by piece with George Warhop, who is the Browns offensive line coach, talking about the status of Alex Mack as he recovers from that appendectomy, and check on his availability for Sunday's game against Oakland, a very key injury status or health status going into that game. We also talk about Tony Pascho's return to the lineup, what that means, and the youth in the middle, the young guys, Jason Pinkston, Sean Laval at those guard spots, what their progress has been like through these first four games and during a bye week. So George Warhop breaks that all down for us. We also visit, today is Tuesday, and that's when we do our alumni spotlight, Greg Pruitt, former Browns running back, but we bring him aboard this week, appropriately enough, because he's also a former Raider. And with Sunday's game against the Raiders, with last Saturday's passing of Al Davis, Greg Pruitt has some thoughts on the former owner of the Raiders, a guy that he knows, and some memories of being on that team, and of course, some memories of being with the Browns. Always fun when Greg Pruitt stops by. And something new for you, a feature that we're going to bring about on Tuesdays, is Inside the Numbers, a segment with Matt Florjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com, our staff writer. We break down the numbers of this football team. This, you're going to want to listen to this and tune into this, because it's fascinating stuff. It goes over some of the numbers that were imperative through the first four, or relevant through the first 4 weeks, but what we should be looking out for heading into this Oakland game. So Matt and yours truly, we break that all down for you. So it's a stacked show, and it's a fun show, and looking forward to every bit of it. We have a poll question that we post every day, and this one got a lot of response, still getting response, so you have time to weigh in on it. And the question is, how much will Greg Little, being a starter, change his impact on the offense? And always tell us why with your responses. The three categories are a lot, a little, pun intended, not at all. Okay, those are the three categories. How much will Greg Little, being a starter, change the impact, or, you know, impact this offense? How's it going to change it? Because he's been a part of it. He's had a lot of touches, but now he's a starter. Ask Vic those questions that you give to us via our official Facebook and Twitter pages. We answer those in every show as well. Mike asks, with all of this Peyton Hillis drama going on, what can be done on Sunday to calm down the rumors and stories? Well, I said this yesterday during the roundtable discussion that we had with Doug Deacon and Tom Withers. I'll say this again. I think he has a big game against Oakland, and that can shut a lot of things down. That can take the focus off the discussion about the contract and put it back on football, which is where it belongs. Okay, that would be step one. Step two, how about less said about it? I mean, talking about it is keeping it alive, and I don't know that that's doing anybody any good. Including Peyton Hillis, but how he chooses to go about that is how he chooses to go about that. But if anyone's asking me, and he's not, I would say the less said about it, the better, because it is one of those stories that media would love to just keep alive, keep churning, because and the more you respond to it, the more you talk about it, whether it's Peyton Hillis, whether it's his agent, again, the more it just boils on the back burner. So in answer to your question, that's how I see that. Craig asks via Facebook, should we expect to see some quick slants to Greg Little on Sunday? I would expect, sure. I think quick slants, and I think other types of passes, the quick slants fit what this West Coast offense is about, and I would absolutely expect that to be part of the package. But I think other throws to Greg Little, I think you can throw the deeper routes to him. He's capable of running those. He's capable of getting separation. And I would expect in this game that Greg Little's mark, although I think obviously you've heard Pat Shurmur talk about the need for quicker starts to do something more than just get a field goal out of the first quarter or be behind in the first quarter. You know, get ahead, pour it on, those types of things. Very tough to do, home or away, but I think a lot tougher in the black hole in Oakland. But I think Little is a part of that. But I think later in the game, as the one-on-one matchups that the Raiders insist on trying to play, and they don't have Nnamdi Asamoah anymore. They don't have that guy in their secondary. Their secondary is missing a lot there. Their ability to play that kind of coverage is challenged. I think Greg Little can have an advantage, consistent advantage, and on all kinds of routes, quick slants and other types of routes that he's able to run, deeper patterns and such. And what do we have? Rye from Facebook asks, if Joe Haden does not play Sunday, of course we know Joe has that knee injury that he's dealing with, do you think the Raiders will be throwing the ball a lot more downfield? Rye, I would expect the Raiders to stay true to what they are, with or without Joe Haden. I think they'll try to get their what they can if it's Dimitri Patterson playing in there. And that's not a bad guy, by the way, replacing Joe Haden, except it's not Joe Haden. And Joe's one of the very best corners in the league. You're not replacing one of the very best corners with another one of the very best corners. You are lacking something with him out of their lineup. However, what the Raiders are is a team that does like to slam the ball, establish its presence on the ground in terms of having Darren McFadden and Michael Bush pound the football and then throw deep and then attack you deep. And they will try to do that. I don't think their game plan alters, though. I think they're true to what they are. So that's the take on that. For more of my takes, my opinion, whatever you want from ClevelandBrowns.com, go there. Go to the website and check out my column. Check out Carucci's Corner. Check out the stuff that Matt Florjancic has on there. Check out our videos. We've got all kinds of great stuff coming your way. Stuff that's on there, but other material that is forthcoming that I highly encourage you to check out as well. All right, coming up in a couple of minutes, a conversation with the Browns offensive line coach, George Warhop. We break it down. Cleveland Browns offensive line here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game day. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
What can you do to help keep your employees happier, healthier, and more productive? Offer them great benefits. At United Healthcare, we have solutions designed to help. A good medical plan is a great place to start. But to really make a difference, think about adding dental, vision, life, disability, and critical illness insurance. Wondering if you can afford it? You'd be surprised. You can purchase United Healthcare specialty benefits products separately or together. And when you combine them with your purchase of a United Healthcare medical plan, you may save even more. You also have the option to share the cost with your employees. And with United Healthcare, you have lots of choices. choices. Medical, dental, vision, life, disability, and critical illness. Benefits that help you and your employees grow healthy. Talk to your broker today. Learn more at UHCSpecialtyBenefits.com. Dental, vision, and critical illness coverage provided by United Healthcare Insurance Company of Hartford, Connecticut, or its affiliates. Critical illness may not be available in all states. Life and disability products provided by United Healthcare Insurance Company and in California by Union America Life Insurance Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and in New York by Union America Life Insurance Company of New York. Administrative services provided by Dental Benefit Providers, Inc., Dental Benefit Administrative Services, California Home Care, Inc., United Healthcare Services, Inc., or their affiliates.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Route 2 eastbound between Heisley and Route 44, an overturned tractor trailer, just one lane getting by. There is a truck fire, Route 8 northbound after the turnpike. You are backing up to Route 303. Ramp and lanes closed in that area. 71 south on a slow 480 to snow. You are going to find 77 southbound backing up between 490 and 480 and the outbound East Shoreway. Some brake lights left. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
So happy to welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Visiting now with Browns offensive line coach George Warhop. George, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you aboard. Did you have a good bye week?
Very enjoyable.
Chance to, what, get reacquainted with the family, the friends? How'd you spend it?
What did I do? I like to cook, so I cooked quite a bit. Son plays football and lacrosse, so I got to see him play at the middle of the week last week for the first time this year. And then Sunday was lacrosse all day. So that was about it, hanging out with the family and just, you know, catching up.
I didn't know about this cooking thing. What do you do? What's your best dish?
Depends on what's demanded of me. It was ribs this weekend and some chicken and some other stuff from there.
So. All right, so one of these days, you know, the Carucci's can maybe come over. I'm going to beg for an invitation.
My favorite. During the off season, the house is always open.
That's it, right in my wheelhouse. All right, well, let's talk some football. With Alex Mack having that appendectomy and his uncertainty heading into this game against Oakland, how do you proceed with that during this week?
We have guys capable of playing. We got Steve Allos, who had a nice training camp, who's always prepared to play. I know he hasn't been active in terms of our last four games, but he is our next best center. Okay. And that's one reason why we kept him on the active roster. So if something were to happen with Alex, we have a veteran guy who has started games that can go in and play. Also, we have John Greco, who can play center, who's been up, active the last four games as a backup guard and center. And, Sean Laval has played center, too. So we got three guys that are capable of pulling the ball, who understand what we're trying to get done offensively, who could go in the game and really, in terms of keeping it organized, keeping the communication going, that can do a pretty good job for us.
Two of those three that are names that are still pretty new to Browns fans. Tell us more about Steve and his game and how comfortable. I know you have to be. It's next man up. I know you have no choice. But we know Alex Mack is one of the very best centers in this game. So anybody stepping in his place is going to be, quote, somebody else and not necessarily, and maybe not that guy, but give us a sense of maybe what Steve is all about and what we could expect from him if he's in there as your starter against Oakland.
The first thing is Steve's very bright. So from a communication standpoint, I don't think we'll miss as much as people might think we would. Steve does a good job of seeing how I see things as well as Alex does, communicating with the guys around him. Just in our meetings, he's well engaged. I mean, he has great questions. He's on point all the time. So I think when you have a potential problem at center, the first thing you want to make sure you get taken care of is that the communication doesn't fall off. Now, in terms of physically, I mean, he's not Alex. Alex is phenomenal. I think Steve's very good. So there'll be a little bit of a drop off there physically, but mentally and getting the rest of the guys on the same page, it'll be pretty good, I think.
With Alex, you're talking about the complete thing, right? The power, the
right.
agility. The...
Right. Now, Alex is unique because, you know, he can play with power. He's got great athletic ability. He can pull with speed. He can get out in front on the perimeter runs. So Alex is a unique package for a center of his size. Some of the things that he does, you normally see that in smaller guys, not guys that, you know, I don't know, Alex is, what, 310, 312, somewhere
sure.
in there.
Yeah.
So he's a big guy that can do a lot of really good things.
And it was interesting. He observed yesterday at practice. He was on the field, obviously not participating, but on the field. And Coach Shermer talked about the importance of the center just getting the mental reps or being part of that. Again, explain why it's vital to have a guy there, even if it doesn't look like he won't play.
Well, just the subtleties of the game plan. I mean, every week, even though we may be running the same plays, there's some subtle differences that we have to do or things that we have to see. And it's good for him to be out there to hear the coaching points, to see the different looks, the alignments, the safeties positions, the D-line positions, and how we want to handle that. So if you can't be out there actively participating, you need to be out there mentally participating, which, you know, whether I wanted Pat him to do it, or Pat wanted him to do it, Alex would be out there. We really wouldn't have much of a choice.
Sure.
You know, he'd force his way out on the field. So,
And with that in mind, I know it is a medical call. It is the medical staff's call, but and we take player safety very seriously around here and throughout the entire NFL. But with that in mind, you got a guy who we would – all know will push and try everything possible to get himself on that field in Oakland Sunday. And is there part of you that's just concerned that, again, he's got to heal? This guy had surgery. No matter whether it was less invasive or more invasive, he had some surgery to correct something. And you know, the thought of him playing not long after that seems a little scary.
It's out of my realm.
Yeah.
I know Alex is a tough guy, and he's going to do what he can do to play. Joe Sheehan, the trainer, and the doctors, they'll make that call. So
you just have to trust that.
I trust them implicitly. I think they're outstanding. We got a great group down there. So if they give Alex the go-ahead, that means he can play.
George Warhop, Browns offensive line coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So your last game in week four against Tennessee, Tony Paschos returns to the lineup, and Big Tony, his presence seemed noticeable. I mean, the game certainly went in an awful way for everybody, but as far as having Tony back there, that had to be some comfort to have the big guy in the lineup for the first time this season.
I think, Tony brings, number one, a physical presence to our group. He's tough, he's nasty, he's very smart. He wants to make sure anybody around him is on the same page. And that helps, you know, Sean LaValle as a guard. You know, he's had two other guys playing tackle. And now you get Tony in there, who's much more verbal, who's much more in tune to what we're doing. He's been here. It allows him to play at a higher level also. So having Tony back really helped us in terms of our physical nature, helped Sean in terms of communication.
I hear about that, for sake of a better word, nastiness that Tony can bring to the group or has within himself, and then it carries into the entire offensive line unit. How does that manifest itself, though? How does that is it a case of him, you know, getting into the ear, into the faces of maybe some of those younger guys? Just walk me through how that happens.
It's hard to describe. Everybody does it differently. You allow guys around you to play a little bit more freer. It's more of a, I got your back here. Something goes wrong, I'm going to be there with you. You know, it's just different guys have come across in a different way. So that's one thing Tony brings to the table. Now, he's not real quiet about it.
Right.
He'll let you know. He'll let them know that he's going to get after them. So there's no gray. And I know if I were playing, I would enjoy that. I would like to have that guy next to me who has that same mentality that I have, and we're just going to go brawl.
Sure. And again, this isn't to imply that you had less tough guys in there because you had to fill that right tackle spot. You had Artis Hicks. You had O'Neal Cousins. You had some combinations of them. But there is a difference, obviously, in having guys, other guys, and then having, while Tony was healing from that ankle issue, and then having Tony back? I mean, what was the biggest difference?
Well, I mean, the first thing is this. Arnis Hicks and O'Neal Cousins, they're good in their own right. Now, and I don't want to even come across as, you know, diminishing them at all.
No.
You know, I think the longer these guys are with us, the more people will become familiar with them. And, you know, Artis is, you know, he's a 10-year vet. He's very versatile. He can play along the front. And you got O'Neal, who's a tackle, who's got some stuff in his neck now. As soon as he gets comfortable with what we're doing, you'll like how he plays. He's not as vocal as Tony, but he has the same mentality as Tony. So with those guys, when they're playing, it was more about them being comfortable with what we're doing and being able to play fast and communicate it out, more so than them not having the ability to get it done.
Right. From a progress standpoint, the rookie that you have in there and Jason Pinkston at left guard, talk about his progress. How's he coming along?
Every week he gets better. You know, as I said, I believe earlier on the show, the game's not too big for him. You know, he never bats, never blinks his eyes. He just goes out there and he plays. And so far, he's played pretty well. You know, he's not been an issue for us. You know, when people are watching the game on Sundays, you're not hearing his name come up for penalties. You're not hearing his guy making a lot of plays or getting a lot of pressures on the quarterback. So for a young guy, you know, every week he just keeps getting a little bit better. And same difference. You know, he plays next to Joe. Joe has a vested interest in that kid playing well.
Right.
You know, so Joe spends time with him. I mean, I spend time with him, but, you know, Joe will talk to him about the subtleties of doing this, or how about, you know, this is what I'm thinking here. And so that's the thing that's unique about the offensive line. We are all tied together.
Sure.
You know, so whether it's Steve Vallow's playing at center, those guards have a vested interest in Steve playing well. So they're going to make sure they do what they have to do so he plays well. Same thing with the tackles. They have a vested interest in our guards playing well. So there's communication back and forth. And then when you add the tight ends to the mix, it's the same thing. So what's unique about our group is, you know, one die, all die. If one of us fails, we all fail. So we're going to do everything we can not to have that happen.
Did you have to do much, or have you had to do much schematically to account for the youth of Pinkston?
No, not much at all. Actually, we have done nothing to account for him being a young player.
Okay, just play it straight up. And Sean LaValle, in his own right, is a young guy. I mean, he's got a little more experience, certainly, than Jason, but he, too, and from the interior standpoint, I guess, too, I'm judging this because you do have an Alex Mack in the middle of these two guys. That's very helpful. My thought would be that if he has to miss a game, you're expecting those two guys as guards, regardless of how young they are, to do their part to help pick things up in the middle too.
No question. I mean, it doesn't matter who's in there.
Yeah.
The requirements don't change.
Right.
You know, we got to do our job and we got to do it well.
What sort of challenges, as you study this Raider team, this Raider defensive line and front, are they going to present, and how do you see this kind of playing out on Sunday?
They're mammoths inside. You know, their two defensive tackles are very good players. I think between the two of them, they have 7.5 or 8 sacks. Yeah. You know, they stir the pot for their front. So our guards and our center, they're going to have to perform for us to get things done this week. So it's going to be quite a unique challenge for us.
And the other thing I look at, they lead as a team. The Raiders have 50 penalties. It leads the NFL. It seems to me that this would be a particularly important, every game's important to keep those yellow hankies in the officials' pockets from your standpoint. It just seems to be discipline at the highest level, because that could be a factor, especially if the other team is prone to drawing those flags.
Yeah, but you know, and Pat makes an emphasis of this all the time. We don't want penalties, period. We don't care who we play.
Right.
We don't care what the environment that we're playing in. We don't care about the other team and their issues with penalties. We do not want them.
Mm-hmm.
We want our guys to control their stuff, to take care of what they can take care of. Don't get sucked into dumb penalties. Now, we don't want to do that to the point where we take aggressiveness away from our players, but, you know, Pat preaches it, you know, no penalties, no dumb penalties, and do your job.
With this being your fifth game coming up, do you feel that as a whole, this line is further along in being comfortable with the offensive scheme. Again, something you did not as a younger team. No team had it, but did not have that extra time to work on it in the offseason. And really, it's been just a training camp forward process. And there's been some thought that there has been a learning curve to get through. Where do you think you are overall in that regard?
I think as a whole team, there's a learning curve that's involved. I think the guys have responded pretty well to it. We're not a big mental error team anyway. We don't have a bunch. And again, that goes to Pat and the staff. You know, all the guys do a great job of coaching and teaching their guys. But the few we've had, you know, every week, they steadily go down. So there's not nearly as many mistakes or alignment problems or those types of things. So I think as we get into it and having a bye week, I think will allow us to solidify things a little bit more in terms of knowing all the nuances of what we want to get done offensively.
Great stuff, George, and thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
He is George Warhop, offensive line coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
It's October. The weather is changing and most car dealers go into hibernation for the winter. But not at Bedford Nissan. We never sleep and are excited to earn your business with the best incentives of the year. 0% on every car, the lowest leases in town, and on top of it all, the best car buying experience. With over 500 new and certified Nissans, Bedford Nissan has everything you want just a short drive away. So tiptoe past all those sleeping dealers and see why more people are choosing Bedford Nissan on the Bedford Auto Mile or at BedfordNissan.com. It's the dealer.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
We're here with Mark Munch Bishop, Cleveland radio legend and broadcasting Hall of Famer. Mark, can you describe the process you've been going through?
Very difficult, David. Very difficult. I mean, I'm from Cleveland. I'm from Seatown, 53rd Ham Avenue, Lee Harvard. This was my home. This was tough.
When did you make your decision?
Dude, this morning.
Are you comfortable with your decision?
Absolutely. I have no qualms about it whatsoever. I know I'm doing the right thing.
Have you told anyone?
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to shout it out from the top of the Terminal Tower observation deck of this great city.
Munch, what is your decision?
I am not taking my talents to South Beach. I'm so happy because I'm taking my scrap to Southeast. Southeast Metals.
What do you have to say to other people that want a fair price for their scrap metal?
Don't go to South Beach. Take your scrap to Southeast Metals.
Visit WeScrapOhio.com or call Southeast Metals at 855-SCRAP-OH and stop in for a chance to win VIP passes to an ESPN Cleveland tailgate party.
These are my people, Southeast Metals. Check them out today. I made my decision. You make yours.
It's Tuesday and Kids Eat Free today at Champs. Three locations in Valley View, Lyndhurst, and Westlake. Kids Eat Free each Tuesday at Champs with the purchase of an adult entree.
Chad Johnson here with my boy Will. The Lady Jane's got you looking good, old buddy.
Thanks, Chad. Lady Jane's is awesome.
No, Will. It's wicked awesome.
Chad, I got the best haircut experience ever. Plasma's everywhere, a pool table, and the most beautiful stylist in Cleveland.
Get an unbelievable haircut for an awesome price. Walk in anytime. We're open 7 days a week, even Sundays.
Lady Jane's on the corner of Howe Avenue and Buckholzer Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls.
Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Conrad, double the difference back guarantee. You won't get a lower tire price anywhere. Now get up to a $160 rebate on select sets of four Goodyear or Dunlop tires.
Conrad.
So pleased that you have chosen to spend this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this alumni spotlight segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. It is Raider Week for the Browns, and who better to help get us set for that than a former Brown who is also a former Raider, running back Greg Pruitt. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So let's start with the end of your career, which was spent with the then Los Angeles Raiders, 82-84. And that was kind of a unique setup that first year, right, Greg? Because you were in Oakland, but you were playing games in L.A.
Right. The first year we lived in Oakland, and we flew a plane to L.A. for all the home games. In fact, ironically, we opened with San Francisco, and I remember the commentator saying that we were the only team that took a plane to a home game and a bus to an away game. And they call us the Holiday Inn Raiders is what they call us.
How awkward was that?
Oh, well, it was just like every game was an away game except, you know, at home.
But, I mean, the mindset, did it become a distraction at all, though, for the team? Or did you guys stop thinking about it after a while?
No, it was just, you know, it's like an away game.
You just dealt with it.
You got an itinerary, you know, be at the airport at a certain time. You go there, you practice. The difference is we had a different practice facility rather than if we were really on our away game, we would go to that city and then practice at that field. We were familiar with it at home, although we was on the road.
And when you were in L.A., you had, of course, Raider fans. Now, it didn't, in terms of the crowds and such, it didn't have that same rabid following initially, right, that you had in Oakland.
No. The Cleveland Brown fans are the greatest fans and the most enthusiastic, and they really get fired up for the games. I guess because that was something that I really missed, because we didn't play games in Oakland. So we didn't get that local fanfare when we played it at home, because home was in L.A.
Yeah, that you had enjoyed in Cleveland. Right. And we're going to get to that. Another Raider topic that I do want to hit with you right off the bat, too, is the passing of Al Davis.
Yes.
Give me any memories that you have of him, what your relationship was like with him.
Well, he was a unique guy. I've since his death, I've spoke with people about Al and different experiences I had with him. And one of the things I've been thinking about, it was there's two guys that I know, coach-wise, that were similar as Barry Switzer in Oklahoma and Al Davis, in terms of they were like walking encyclopedias. They didn't forget anything. Any little incident with a player, they remembered it. And one of the first things you did when you came to the Raiders, they had a ceremony where everybody reported, and they welcomed all the new veterans that was coming to the team. And myself and Lyle and Don Good were three guys from the Browns that got traded out to the Raiders. And on that day, when they introduced the guys, they started introducing all the other guys, and they gave an ovation. And then when it got to us, they gave us a standing ovation. And Lyle leaned over to me and whispered in my ear. He said, "These guys must think we still can play." And so one of the guys heard him and said, "No, we're giving you guys a standing ovation because of these." And they pointed to their Super Bowl ring. They were referring to Red Wright 88.
Oh, wow. Right. Oh, man. Oh, that had a hurt.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know, it was a big disappointment in terms of, you know, my play here with the Browns. But in having gone to the Raiders, the guy that actually intercepted the ball was Mike Davis.
Right.
And Mike Davis can't catch. And in 36 below, he managed to intercept an impossible pass. So to me, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
I mean, if he was going to throw it at the right guy, he threw it at the right guy.
Oh, man. And that whole, you know, again, hard, as difficult a memory as it is still something when you talk Browns Raiders that you have to address. Your recollection of even the moments leading up to that, Greg, what were you thinking? And when you kind of saw the whole thing unfold, and knowing that, you know, if this gets just thrown away, you're setting up a winning field goal.
I tell you, it was very cold. And the NFL, that had those heat benches, but they had the little slots for your hands, and they had them for your feet. But if you sat correctly, the heat came from your heels. It was your toes that needed to be warm.
Right.
So actually, I caught 70 dig, which put us on like the 18-yard line.
Okay.
And Mike and Cleo came in, and our philosophy for the whole year was we called that a big back package, which meant that our two biggest guys were going to run the football. And I thought at that time when I came out, they were positioning the ball so that Cockcroft would have everything he needed to kick a field goal, because we only needed a field goal to win. And I remember running off the field, and my hands were cold and my toes were cold. So rather than set on the bench, I faced the bench and stuck my feet up in the slots.
Oh.
And I had my hands up in the slot, and I was talking to the guys who were standing up on the bench looking at the game.
Right.
And I was saying, man, we're going to party tonight. We're going to knock these guys off, and we're going to move on.
Because you got your back to the field.
Because I got my back to the field. And I'm talking, and all of a sudden, these guys go like, and which made me look.
Yeah.
And when I looked, he was falling back to throw the ball, and it was like, the longest yard. It became slow motion, and everybody was saying,
no,
throw that ball.
And you could just see it in their eyes.
You could just see it in their eyes.
Oh,
and he threw it. And But I was angry. I was disappointed. I had a long time to think about it. And, you know, so many times, I say this about, there's a lot of times, when you have big plays like that, you have to look at the plays that got us to that particular situation. And if he doesn't have the game he has to keep us in the game, to put us in a position to win the game, that's no big deal.
Sure.
And so many times, you know, he brought us back from defeat. And so he has to have a tremendous amount of confidence in what he's doing. And if you look at that situation, the last thing we should have done was throw the football.
Right.
But that also would have been the last thing they would have thought we would have done.
Good point. Yeah.
And so you take a look, and all those things were correct up to that point, and then you rely on history. So many times, you know, you did it, you got out of it, one more time. And that was just one more time too many.
Former Browns running back Greg Pruitt joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Other memories, tell me about some things during the course of from 1973 to 81 that just were highlights, favorite things you like to reflect
on? I guess for me, as a kid, we used to play sandlot football, and we used to watch NFL games, and then we would go out and pretend to be the players we saw. And I used to remember particularly the Cleveland, because everybody knew who Jim Brown was, and we used to fuss so much about who was going to be Jim Brown. And a true story, in fact, I told Jim this, that was a friend of mine. His name was Charles Law. And we had just watched the Browns play, I think, the New York Giants. And it was the play, I see it on highlights sometimes, where Jim runs a sweep to the right, and rather than run out of bounds, he turns up and like three or four guys hits him, and he breaks all those tackles, and he goes on for a touchdown.
Right.
And we went out after that game, and we flipped coins to see who was going to be Jim Brown, and Charles Law won the toss.
Okay.
So we're playing sandlot, and he's running the sweep, and you can see he really has a touchdown. But you can see him trying to reenact what we had just saw on TV.
Man.
So he slowed down, and three guys hit him. We broke two legs and an arm and bruised his sternum. And I had a full body cast, and I told Jim, I know a guy that don't like you. You got him in a whole lot of trouble.
Oh, that's outstanding. Five Pro Bowls, four of those with the Browns. So you enjoyed, again, some of the best parts of your career with this team. And you were a guy who prided yourself on being a tough back, too.
Yeah.
Though. I mean, you were. I don't know if you were always wanting to just seek collision for the sake of collision. You wanted to gain yards and avoid people, too.
Well, my philosophy was to fake a guy, get him off balance, and then I could be physical with him.
Okay.
So it wasn't a lot of contact, but it looked like it, because nobody saw I actually got the guy off balance. before I make contact.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, since you're in your post-career, you've hung around the Cleveland area.
Oh, yeah.
This is home.
Yes.
And you have a construction business. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I have a construction business. It's Pruitt and Associates. I'm Pruitt and the Associates. And
you do it all.
I do it all.
Keep cooking bottle washing.
Right. 99.9% of my customer base is women. And they're wives, because the wives run the home, and
right.
if there's a violation of some sort or some problem with the home as a result of the city inspection,
the code,
they send a letter to the homeowner, and the wife usually handles it. And I'm listed with a couple of different cities, and they call me out, and I correct the violation and get the city off their back.
In other words, bring the home up to
right.
the
it
to whatever
be
code.
It could be a door not right, a driveway needs repair, a window, a house needs painting, a garage can be condemned.
Huh.
A driveway, it's A to Z. It could be any of those things.
Okay. Well, that's great stuff. Great memories with you, and thank you for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you.
All right. Greg Pruitt here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
Tonight on Fox, the series heads back to Detroit for a critical Game 3 of the ALCS. The Rangers have been here before and know how to handle the postseason spotlight. But Miguel Cabrera and the Tigers' thunderous lineup believe it's their turn to shine. It's power versus power. Rangers, Tigers. Game 3 of the ALCS. Only on Fox.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tonight at 7:30 on Fox 8.
Hey guys, Kenny Rhoda here. Still looking for that someone special? I've got three words that can help. It's Just Lunch. All you have to do is call them and let It's Just Lunch do all the hard stuff. From the match, reservations, the post-date follow-up, they've got you covered. There's no profiles, photos, no nonsense. You have all the fun, they do all the work. It's Just Lunch. Give it a try. Call this week to take advantage of the fall promotion, which happens only once a year. Meet someone now to spend the upcoming holiday season with. Call 612-376-7373 or visit itsjustlunchmn.com.
Hi, this is Colt McCoy. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. As the quarterback just told you, it's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. For our Inside the Numbers segment, and joining us now to help with that is ClevelandBrowns.com staff writer, our own Matt Florjancic. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Vic.
All right. So talking about numbers, and the last time the Browns played that Week 4 game against Tennessee, Colt McCoy hit a couple of club milestones. He sets a record with most completions for 40. Nice one to have. But those 61 pass attempts, which also was a record, not so much. Yeah, it resulted in 350 passing yards, but in a lopsided loss, thrown way too many times.
Absolutely, and I think that's one thing Coach Shermer made sure he pointed out in all the press conferences he's had since the Tennessee game, is that you don't want to throw 61 times in a game. It's not in the game plan, and that means you're playing from behind pretty much the whole way. And
sure,
Colt McCoy said the exact same thing. You know, he's a little bit frustrated sometimes having to throw the ball that much, but you take some of the percentage, you were able to move the ball, you put up 350 yards, and it puts you in line for potential to reach another milestone this week in the fact that you'd be the first Browns quarterback to pass for 300 yards in back-to-back games since Brian Sipe did it in 1983. Sipe did it against the San Diego Chargers with 327 yards and against the Seattle Seahawks with 310 back in 1983.
And that's big-time company. I mean, you think of Colt McCoy, again, young guy, second year in the NFL, first year as a full-time starter, already doing something that brings up the name of Brian Sipe. It's a sign of what he can be, certainly, but it's also, I think it's an indication, too, of him being a good fit in what this offense is all about.
Absolutely. The West Coast offense is tailor-made for a quarterback that can move the ball and spread it around to different receivers, and we've seen Colt definitely spread it around and use all the targets that are on the field. There are games where he's hitting 9 and 10 different players, including the running backs, the tight ends, and the wide receivers. But when you're talking about getting him in the same category as Brian Sipe, that's some pretty rarefied air right there in Cleveland Browns history. You know, Bernie Kosar is probably the most recognizable quarterback from a name perspective, but you look at the record books and Sipe is all over it, and one of those records fell by the hand of Colt McCoy a couple weeks ago. But still, just Brian Sipe is probably one of the most efficient quarterbacks that the Browns have had. He was a league MVP, and anytime you start mentioning him in the same or Colt McCoy in the same breath as Brian Sipe, you know that Colt's starting to develop.
There's no doubt. And this Raider team, near the bottom of the league, 29th against the pass. So the likelihood, or I should say the possibility, of Colt putting up some numbers in the passing game, the Browns overall putting up some numbers, should be there.
Absolutely. But the ironic thing with Oakland is they've won three games, or 3-2, and in the three games they've won, they've given up more than 300 yards passing, which is, you know, when you look at it, it doesn't work out quite that well when you think about it. On paper, it doesn't seem like it should be that way, especially last week when Matt Schaub threw for 416 yards. But it shows you that this is a resilient Oakland Raiders team and that they're going to find a way to win the game. Another thing with Oakland, too, is you have to protect your passer against them. They've registered 14 sacks on the year, led by Richard Seymour's 5 and Tommy Kelly with 2.5. So they can put pressure on the quarterback, and you have to avoid that. You have to keep McCoy's jersey clean as long as possible.
Going inside the numbers here with Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Well, a thing that's helped, or an area that's helped the Raiders quite a bit in winning those three games, despite some stats that have worked against them, or seemingly so, is the fact they run the ball well. And they have a guy named Darren McFadden, who's a load, who's explosive. He will be an enormous challenge for the Browns, and some numbers really bear that out.
You're talking about a guy who's rushed for 519 yards on 91 carries, has 3 touchdowns, but more importantly than that, he's rushed for 5.7 yards per carry. You're talking about a guy who every 2 times is getting a first down. That's efficiency at its finest when you're running the football, which means DeQuell Jackson from his middle linebacker spot is probably going to have a busy afternoon. He leads the team in tackles with 40-10 a game. He's probably going to put up quite a few more this week against Darren McFadden, but you have to catch him first. McFadden is not an easy guy to catch.
No, for as big as he is, he's really fast.
Yeah, he's a very powerful runner, too. An Arkansas kid, much like Peyton Hillis, you know, not quite as big as Hillis, but maybe a little bit more explosive, and definitely one that can catch the ball out of the backfield, too. He's a team leader with receptions, has almost 150 yards receiving and 1 touchdown this year on 17 catches. They also have a pretty good second option as a running back, too, with Michael Bush.
Right.
33 carries, 3 touchdowns, more of a short yardage back.
Matt, when I look at the special teams of both of these clubs, it's a who's who here. You have, of course, Phil Dawson and Brad Maynard, two highly respected names in kicking in the National Football League. And then you look at the Oakland Raiders, Sebastian Janikowski with that big leg. He seems like he can kick it from anywhere, San Francisco across the bay and make it in Oakland, make the field goal in Oakland. And Shane Leckler, their outstanding punter. Lots of leg power in this game.
Lots of leg power, lots of Pro Bowl appearances among those young gentlemen right there. But Joshua Cribbs has a history with the Oakland Raiders. Seven kickoff returns for 367 yards and one touchdown. His best game came in 2007 with four returns for 174 yards and a 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. And looking at this Raiders squad, coverage has not been their strong point in kickoffs. They've allowed their opponents to gain 22.7 yards per return on 10 kickoffs and 16.6 yards per punt, including a 90-yard touchdown by Eric Decker in the season opener.
You wonder if, I mean, Leckler's known as a punter for that great distance, but sometimes you outkick your coverage. Sometimes you don't always get the best hang time when you do that. And I'm not trying to take anything away. The guy's a great, great punter. But, I mean, I think that could be one factor in opening the door for Josh Cribbs on punt returns. But, Matt, when I look at kickoff returns, it would seem to me, and I watched Sebastian Janikowski in this Houston game, kicked some of those kickoffs indoors that were returnable. I would assume that he's going to do everything he can to, again, bang that ball right through the end zone and not give Cribbs a chance to return many kickoffs.
Yeah, I think it's in the game plan for Oakland to keep it away from 16 as long as humanly possible. And I think, honestly, if they kick it out of bounds and it goes to the 40-yard line, they'd consider that somewhat of a victory. Yeah, you're putting the Browns' offense on a short field, but you eliminate the threat of Cribbs taking it back for a touchdown on a kickoff return. So you definitely have to watch out for that. I think special teams could end up playing a big part in this game. And you mentioned outkicking your coverage. Shane Leckler's had another fantastic year, multi-time Pro Bowler. His long punt of the year is 77 yards. He's pinned his opponents inside the 20 six times, has two touchbacks. The guy still has a tremendous leg after all these years.
It is a great leg. And Brad Maynard, of course, for the Browns, that directional kicking that he can do, and he drops it in there. So, again, the whole special teams on both sides of the ball, very interesting to see. This is fascinating stuff. We'll do this again next week. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Oh, thank you, Vic. Always appreciate the time.
All right. That is Matt Flojancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, taking us inside the numbers on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans. Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself, or visit LibertyFord.com.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
It's October. The weather is changing and most car dealers go into hibernation for the winter. But not at Bedford Nissan. We never sleep and are excited to earn your business with the best incentives of the year. 0% on every car, the lowest leases in town, and on top of it all, the best car buying experience. With over 500 new and certified Nissans, Bedford Nissan has everything you want just a short drive away. So tiptoe past all those sleeping dealers to see why more people are choosing Bedford Nissan on the Bedford Auto Mile or at BedfordNissan.com. It's the dealer.
The Center for Orthopedics, located just off I-90 in Sheffield Village, and with offices in Westlake and Oberlin, is an orthopedic clinic featuring 6 specialized physicians and surgeons, an open cast room, and even physical therapy. From reconstructive surgery to total joint replacement, the Center for Orthopedics will get you on your feet again. The new Saturday Sports Clinic offers specialized attention designed for the student athletes in your family, and the Center for Orthopedics proudly offers next day appointments during the week with an orthopedic surgeon. Visit the Center for Orthopedics online at center4orthopedics.com today.
Does your home, office, or man cave need a facelift? Then look no further than the professionals at 4B Wood Custom Cabinets. Located in Seville, Ohio, 4B Wood has been setting the standard in custom-made cabinetry for over 30 years. You won't find anyone better. How about a new custom-made bar or entertainment center for your game day party? 4B Wood has the solutions to enhance any room in your home or office. Check them out online today at 4bwood.com. That's the number 4, letter B, wood.com. For creativity, for quality, 4B Wood.
Hey guys, 3-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive 4-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Browns fans, Browns single game tickets are going fast, so purchase yours before it's too late. That includes the upcoming Browns versus Seahawks matchup on Sunday, October 23rd at 1 p.m. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And we are proud, as an organization here, the Browns are, to have a partnership with Panera, this being October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Panera has been huge in terms of helping to raise that awareness and working with the Browns, and we're going to tell you a lot more about that right now. Pleased to welcome to the show right now Kara Such. She is the Regional Marketing Director for Panera and have such a great partnership with the Browns. Glad to have you with the show.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this. It's been such an amazing thing that I've seen just in the short time that you've been, Panera has been working with the Browns, and the impact that this has had really in this month of raising awareness for breast cancer.
It's been an amazing month so far, and we're so grateful for the Browns for partnering with us this year on our breast cancer awareness campaign. I know they are so strongly behind it, so we're so excited about that.
And explain some of the efforts, what you've done, and how it's impacted your business as well.
So far this month, on October 5th, we had a kickoff day for a cure, and what we did was 100% of proceeds from every one of our pink rim bagels sold was donated to the Cleveland Clinic Tausig Breast Cancer Institute.
Wow.
So we're so excited about that. We sold over 20,000 bagels.
And that's a lot. I mean, comparatively, that's a big number.
That's a huge number. So we're so proud of that. And all, of course, all that money gets donated to breast cancer.
Sure. And through the balance of the month, what are some of the other initiatives you have going?
We also came out with a Browns mug. We're selling those for $10.
I'm holding one right now. It's beautiful.
I know.
Wow. Very cool. You got the colors, got the picture of the helmet, Cleveland Clinic on the back with Panera.
Yeah, but the great thing for the customer is they receive free coffee for the entire month of October when they purchase this Browns mug.
So you just bring this mug in and just get it refilled.
Mm-hmm. And also a portion of proceeds goes back to the Cleveland Clinic as well.
Outstanding. And overall, when you get involved with this, how much has Panera done with, say, sports franchises in these types of things?
We have partnered back with but never on this level, never to this amount, and never with such a great partnership and a great tie-in with the breast cancer. So this is definitely our first one, and we're very excited about it.
Outstanding. This is great stuff, Kara. We thank you so much for joining us. And are the pink ribbon bagels still available, too?
Yes, they're available all month until October 31st, and we're donating a portion of proceeds of those back to the Cleveland Clinic as well.
Great, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Time for Ask Vic, our feature that we have on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And each day, you can ask your questions via the Browns official Facebook or the official Twitter pages. And so many of you do. And that's why we go to them and answer them. For instance, Jarrett via Facebook asks, what is the best attribute that Pat Shurmur brings to the organization? And what do you think has been the most difficult thing for him being a new head coach in the NFL? Best attribute, Jarrett, I would say, is his even-tempered nature, is the fact that he does not really change from the guy that he was when he arrived, the guy that won two games and the guy who lost two games. You pretty much saw the same guy. To some degree, I think he gives an exterior that almost seems like he's never rattled. I'm not sure that's true with any person, but I think it's great that you show that. You show that to your team because your team tends to follow your coach's temperament. And I think that's a very good thing to have. He can definitely get into it and get upset with the best of them. He's got a temper. Don't let that calm demeanor fool you. But I think that's, and as far as the most difficult thing, not having had the off season, and I think the whole notion of trying to get a new program going, I think that's a challenge for him and almost any other new coach in the league. And Real Majid asks, hey Vic, from Twitter, with Greg Little starting opposite Mohamed Massaquah, can we expect higher production from the passing offense? I do think there will be more effective production. Remember, they threw for 350 yards against Tennessee. That's production in terms of total yards, but 13 points out of it? Nah, that's not what you want. You want efficiency. So you don't have to throw it 61 times. And you don't even have to have 300-odd yards, but you do have to be effective with what you do. And I think that's the key here is let's see what the efficiency, you know, from the standpoint of production is against the Raider team that does not have Nnamdi Asamoah. He's their best shutdown guy. They don't have an answer like that in their secondary. I do believe the Browns can have success throwing it. I think they'll be more successful with more balance running it. Big game from Peyton Hillis. Good production from Ontario Hardesty will set things up well, I think, in the passing game. But yes, the Browns will attack a secondary 29th ranked pass defense in the NFL in Oakland. They got to go for that. We want to thank some people here. George Warhop, Greg Pruitt, Matt Florjancic, Kara Such, Kristen Rebelli, Jameer Howerton, Will Burge, Dave DiNatale. We'll do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.